Tanya, how's it going?
Hi, Mike. I'm getting ready for my parents' arrival.
Ooh, your parents are coming. That's fun.
I know. I'm so excited. Yes, I've cleaned. You know, I'm just, you know, you do the extra clean for guests.
Sure,
you
get, yeah.
You know, the bathroom's super clean and you wash all the things. And I even washed the comforter because, you know, I'm like obsessed because I read the article and I'm like, oh, there's bugs everywhere. There's mites. There's dust mites. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. So when I'm done, I'm going to clean. And then I'm going to go do stuff for my kids. And then I'm going to come back and clean and then pick them up.
You know, I'm like a tidy person or like an organized person, but I'm not a cleaning person. And there are moments that I look around my apartment and I do kind of go, ew. You know, like there are definitely things that I look at and I'm like, that is not clean. I don't know. I'm not a very good cleaner. I've thought about like paying someone to clean.
Yeah.
And then that feels like luxury. I don't know. Like it feels like,
Whatever makes you happy. I mean, listen, I tried to get people to come clean when I was in New York and I could just never find anybody who did it right or that I could afford at the time.
Sure.
And then they always want you to be there. They want to come weekly. And so it's like a contract type thing. And I'm like, I can't do that. But here up in Los Angeles, I can do it once a month if I want, or actually once every 2 months. Cause I just need that deep clean that I don't want to get behind the toilet situation, you know?
Yeah.
And it's worth it to me cause it will take me all day to do that. I mean, it has been, I've been mopping. In fact, I have to mop when we're done. And so listen, if you have extra, and also it depends on your personality because some people like mentally need to have a clean, sparkly space to make them feel good in their brains. And I'm very complicated. Like sometimes I'm like that. And then sometimes I'm like, there's piles everywhere, but I know where it is. I know where everything is. If you ask me.
I should work on the cleaning thing. We're also in the midst. This is literally happening right now. We both were just talking about how we were like, you were on Instagram and I'm like looking at places on Airbnb because yeah. I think I mentioned this to you already, but I'm going to be in San Diego in July for a friend's wedding. And so it's like insane. A small group of us that are looking for a house to stay in. And, you know, it's complicated. It's complicated when it's like, all right, there are going to be this many of us on these nights and then this many of us on another night. And we have to have this many beds. But like, you know, there aren't a lot of houses out there that are, you know, perfect for this amount of people to mm-hmm. stay in. And then the one we were looking at, which actually was kind of too big, but we were like, oh, we'll either find someone for the other room or we'll just, you know, split the cost. It'll be fine. But like it like literally disappeared, but not even disappeared, like unavailable, like this like doesn't exist anymore. So we don't even like it's very confusing. So then we're looking at, yeah, it's just a complicated. It's hard and it's scary to book things. Like it's scary to be like, I'm paying for this now, you know, like it's scary to like take.
Trust me, I know. I'm always the one too to be doing it and like paying for it, you know, getting the shit together. You could also look at VRBO because some people don't do Airbnb. Some people do Vrbo, VRBO. Same thing.
Oh, I should look at that. I don't even think I know what that means.
It's just another company that does it. And I think they have different, I don't know. Whereas Airbnb, you could potentially share a space with other people you don't know, which you usually, you know, tick that and say, no, I don't. I want to have the whole house to myself. But VRBO, Vrbo is just that. They only do the whole space is yours.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's like literally a conversation happening right now. But it's fine. I'm here and I'm focused.
Yes, be present.
It's been a week. A lot has kind of happened this week. Like nothing.
I'm dying to
nothing.
Know.
Well, so I saw A Doll's House for
okay.
one thing. So here is the thing. It was so good, Vanya. It was so
really?
Good. And she's so good. Jessica Chastain is amazing. And the whole cast, though, like I was really like blown away by this cast.
Fun.
And it's for the most part is very, I should not have liked it. Like it's so underplayed and not that I wouldn't like that, but like literally no one moves during any of the scenes. Like a scene starts and like they sit in a chair and they're just sitting in chairs talking to each other. And sometimes their chairs are back to back and sometimes their chairs are next to each other and they're talking like not to each other, but to each other. And there's like almost no staging. Like it's so minimal. And I was like, it took my breath away. Like I thought it was so beautiful and
amazing.
So, and I, you know, I don't know A Doll's House super well. I saw there was a play that came out a few years ago called A Doll's House 2 that was kind of, I don't want to say a send-up of A Doll's House, but kind of, it was a little more comically looking at the events of A Doll's House and, like, what might take place if there was a sequel to it. And a little more tongue-in-cheek, I'm not sure if that's the right term, but a little, a little funnier. And so in order to prepare for that, I'd watched a random film version of A Doll's House and had thought it was just kind of weird. Like, didn't really get it, didn't really, and thought it was, had a hard time with the, like, the thesis of the play. Because the play, you know, very old spoiler alert, like, but it's about a woman who decides to leave. She decides to leave her husband, leave her children, and go out in the world and figure out who she is. And it's a tough one to deal with, I think, in a modern setting where you kind of look at this woman and think, like, you're gonna leave your kids, like, you're gonna leave, like, that feels like an insane choice to make. And something about this translation and this production, you still have that sort of moment of like, oh wow, that's quite the decision, but it made more sense to me. Like, I understood it more. And I think part of that is it is a different translation. It is a newer version of the play. Mm-hmm. And just the way that Jessica Chastain played it, I don't know, I was really, really blown away by it. And I kind of went into it, not with my arms crossed, but a little bit like, okay, well, here's A Doll's House. Let's see how this goes. But
great.
It was really beautiful. And I thought it was an amazing
was
production.
Was it set at the turn of the century, I think, when Henrik Ibsen wrote it, or...
Right, so it's very nondescript. Everyone's just in black. There's legitimately no set. Like, the set is chairs.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and it's a turntable. And where we were sitting, the seats were amazing, but I almost wanted to, like, be above because I couldn't figure out, because sometimes they'd be turning and then sometimes, like, someone in... It must have been more than one turntable because it seemed very complicated and, like, sometimes someone was still, but people were moving around them. Yeah, but literally, like, the entire set was, like, five chairs. That was the only set that there was. And no, like, you saw the back of this, like, it was just a bare stage.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really powerful. It was really beautiful. I'm so glad that I got to see it.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. So this is another random story that happened this week. How many checks do you write every month?
I write one check a month. Sometimes another one if, like, something is needed to the school, but otherwise just one check.
Yeah, so I write one check a month. I write a check only for my rent. It's the only thing that requires a check at this point in my life. And I had kind of been thinking about, because, like, even my checks that I've been using say the wrong apartment number. And it's the same building, but it's from when I lived on a different floor. And I don't really think about it, that no one really cares. But I had looked to be like, oh, I need to order more checks at some point. Because I that's not a complicated thing to do, but I haven't done it in, obviously, years.
Right.
And I went to write this last rent check, and I sort of noticed that I'm like, oh, wow, this is my last check. Like, I need to, before the next rent is due. I filled out the check wrong.
Oh, no!
So I wrote, like, pay to the order of. I put the amount there instead.
Oh, no.
And then was like, oh, no. This is, I need to write a check for my rent, and I don't have any checks left. So I had to, like, go to the bank and get a cashier's check. And it's not that interesting of a story, other than I just had that moment of, like, what do I do? Like, what?
Right.
So anyways, that's another random little story. And then I also had a moment where I was asked to do a favor at my job, where they were like, hey, can you stop off at this other location and pick up this stuff, and then you'll get, like, take a car and we'll pay for your car service to come to work. And I will say, like, I went and picked up the stuff, and it probably weighed like 2 pounds. Like, it was nothing at all. And, like, just this saga of, like, trying to get a car through a service in New York. Did you live in New York when it, like, Uber and Lyft and all of that was a thing?
Yeah. I took it often. Because I was working very late.
Well, yeah, because you, yeah, so you had your, like, your late shifts, and that made, like, I never take car services. I just take the subway everywhere that I'm going to go. It took, like, 25 minutes to get a car because it kept changing. Like, it kept being like, your driver is so-and-so and this is the license. And then, like, a minute later, be like, no, this is your driver and this is the license.
Oh, that's weird.
And then at some point, I was like, yeah, I was, like, following the car, and I'm on, like, 23rd Street. and the car's approaching, and then it suddenly it's at 24th, and I'm like, well, that's a choice. That's strange that you're going to go up and come around. And then it's at 28th, and then it finally it's like in Midtown. I'm like, well, I don't know where this car is going anymore. It just took me so long. And I'm like, the convenience of this car service is not convenient right now. So that's all. That's a very, very silly, very, very silly story. I also yesterday was walking. I had gone for a walk to get some food and then was walking back up. And I found a wallet on the sidewalk.
Oh, my God.
And I don't I didn't know what to do. What would you do if you found a wallet? So I'm like going through all of the stuff inside.
I would pick it up.
Right.
I'd pick it up and I'd just look. I'd like kind of go like this. I'd look around. This is me. I'm holding the wallet with and I'm looking around to see if anybody looks like they lost anything. And then I would go to the side of the street and open it up and see if I could find some information. And if I couldn't, I'd try and look the person up on Facebook. That's what I would do. So I'd try and find the person.
Yeah, that's basically what. So their ID was in there. So like I had a full name. I even had an address, but the address was like not anywhere near me. And it even had
it
like
could
an
be
ID.
Wrong too. You never
right.
know.
And then I even thought like, what if I go there and it's wrong, or I go there and it's right, but they're not there. Like if I'm going to travel and
oh,
then
yeah,
like
I would
not.
I would not go to the place at all. But I'm also a female.
Right. There was like a debit card, but like the banks were closed at this point. There was a library card, but the libraries were closed at this point.
Oh yeah. Then I just hold it for the next day. I'd be like,
So this is what I ended up doing. Well, first of all, there was an insurance card that listed a college that was near where I was. So I will say that I went to this campus of and like just sort of stood in the middle and
oh
like
God.
Kind of looked around like, is there someone that I should talk to? I ended up just taking it to a police station. There was a police station nearby.
I would
nearby.
Do that too, yeah.
Right. So I had Googled like, what do you do if you find a, and it was like, you can go to the police station. And I don't know. I hope this person got their, I hope they get their stuff back. Because how stressful it must be to like lose. Oh, yeah. there was a card for like a law office that I don't know if this person is in the middle of something. But like I called the law office, but they were closed. It was
oh
a whole
gosh.
Thing. I definitely had a moment of like, I should have just kept walking. Why did I pick up this wallet?
Yeah, I mean, it is responsibility. People used to leave things all the time at the bar. And I would, usually people would call, but sometimes people wouldn't. And then also, if you find something, it could be somebody like had stolen it. So it's like, if there's no cash in it, it had been, could have been stolen or whatever. Nobody
right.
keeps cash anymore, but you know what I mean? Like,
there were a couple dollars. I didn't like look to see exactly how much because I was like, oh, there was some money in it. I don't know. So I don't think it was stolen. And I tried to look them up on Instagram.
Yeah. And when
were,
you like handed
them.
It to the police officer, you're like, notice how honest I am. Will someone note this somewhere? I am a
well,
good
it was
person.
A whole thing where like they take my information, like they took a picture of my driver's license and like took my number and my email, and I don't even know what all of that's for, but I was kind of like, I don't know, this is
sometimes
now too
people
involved.
Want to offer like an reward or something, you know, it's like, oh, I want to give this guy $20 for thanking him or something.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't need anything out of it. It was just kind of a weird moment. And then, you know, we were kind of you watched the Schmigadoon finale, right?
It was long ago, so yes, I did.
Well, the Schmicago, you know,
yes,
the new
one. Yes, I did. I know, I feel like many things have happened in the last week. Yes, I watched it. And I'm, okay, keep talking. I'm racking my brain.
No, it took, I love it, and I love the series. I do wish it had had, like, a big finale. Like, it kind of ended quietly, I felt like. Like, it did kind of have, like, they all sort of, like, stood there and sang to them, and then it was sort of over, and I was like, that was really good, but I would have liked a slightly larger closing number.
yeah I'd be interested if they're gonna try and do another season, do you know, because it was like what could be next.
They haven't announced anything yet, but I would like for there to be a third season. I think that
maybe
that would be
like
fun to like explore
children's musicals like Matilda. Even you could do Wicked. You could maybe, I don't, who knows.
Well, I could see them getting into sort of the like the Cameron Mackintosh of it all, because I feel like the 80s and 90s we got much more into like Les Mis and
That's
Miss
true.
Saigon and like the sort of like bigger. So I could see it maybe leading into like a bigger third season, which I think would be fun.
Ooh, that would be super fun.
But I trust them. Whatever.
I still
they decide
enjoyed
to do
it
next.
Though. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I do remember enjoying it.
And then the other thing that happened this week, like it's almost hard to talk about, and I wish that I had like a coda for it. I wish I had. Because I haven't been able to find any information about, but like, and I texted you when this happened, because this was like not something that I was going to save for the podcast. But Lord, I saw someone get run over by a car.
Yeah.
A couple of times. Like it was really.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really awful. And that's, I mean, once again, like, that feels, I don't mean to be like, that was awful for me. It was definitely worse for them. I think, I hope that they're fine.
What happened?
I didn't see, so I didn't see the start of it. I was walking to, I was walking down 145th Street, and I could sort of see people off to the side, kind of like gesturing or signaling. And it took me a minute to kind of look over and see that there was someone who was, someone lying down in the crosswalk, in the intersection. Mm-hmm. And two cars in a row ran over them, like ran over their bottom hat, like their legs.
Oh my God.
And you could see that the second car kind of like realized what was happening and tried to swerve, but still.
Oh,
and it was,
God.
I can't. It was terrible, Vanya. And like, I can hear the noises. Like, I can hear them. I can hear like their yell, and I can hear the car. Like, it was really, it was so traumatic. And once again, I hate making it sound like it was traumatic for me, because obviously, like, I just.
But it can be, it's okay. Two things can be true, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. And I didn't really know what to do. I didn't really stick around because there were enough people there. And I will say that at a certain point, like, a car like pulled around and parked in front of them so that no one else obviously could do the same. And by the time that I was on my way to the grocery store. And by the time that I was walking back, like, there was a fire truck and an ambulance and a police car. And there were people. And I didn't have anything to, I didn't have anything more to say. Like, once again, I didn't know how it started. So. And then I've tried looking it up, like I tried Googling it. And here's the, you know, I guess this can lead into another thing that I've been thinking a lot about. And probably part of why it was so, I just couldn't help but think about when I was hit by a car recently, you know. And I will say, and I don't know if it's like a PTSD thing, but I just am continuously noticing how people, I don't know, like, I feel like people driving sometimes, they get so close to crossing that line. Like, there's so many times I'm crossing, and I just think, like, do you see that I'm here? Like, you're not stopping where the line is. You're not stop. Like, people that kind of, like, stop and, like, cruise through the crosswalk, and I just, I don't know. Like, New York is such
that's
a pedestrian.
That's why you have to be psychotic and pound the hood of the car.
Yeah, and
you
maybe
just have
that's
to be
true.
Crazy. You do. I'm yelling,
because I think about a time, and I feel like this was right where you were almost abducted that one time, that I was like running down the street, and like, it took me a minute to realize this car wasn't going to stop. Like, this car was was on the move, and like, didn't hit me, but came so close, like screeched to a halt, and like an inch from my right hip, like stopped. And I just thought, like, I don't know, it's scary, and it's just very dramatic, or traumatic, I guess.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different in New York too, because pedestrians sort of rule in New York a little bit more than anywhere else. So like, the cars, like, as a driver of in New York, you are, you know, watching the people if you're not an idiot, you know. But here in LA, it's the car's rule. So you really have to watch. Like, you can't stand on the you have to stay on the sidewalk when the light's red before it turns to green to cross, because nobody's watching. And then even still, when it is like a walk signal on a busy street, you almost just wait for no car, because it's like, people don't want, it's scary. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive safe. Walk safe.
Anyway, that's my week. So how long are your parents staying for?
They're staying for 1 week, which will be super fun. The kids are friggin' excited. Yeah, I'm excited too. I can't wait. I mean, it's been a while. They usually come earlier, but because they usually come before Easter every year, but my dad had knee replacement surgery on one of his legs, and he's, you know, recovering from that still. So this will be nice. Although everything is blooming here. And so my mom is very an allergy person. And so I was like, bring the allergy medicine. I mean, I have a lot too, but the jasmine is blooming in the front of our house, which smells so good. It's amazing. But yeah, it's been a nice week. I've just been trying to get things together. I created this. I'm the cultural committee chair. So the multicultural, you know, like inclusivity and diversity committee. Thanks. Hello, my name's Vanya. And this year we weren't able to do anything super big. Like, some people do like a huge multicultural fair where parents will, you know, get a table. Everybody, it's like you go and you try somebody's food from where they're from, or do a game or whatever. And we just did not have the bandwidth to do that this year, because our school does a lot. And sometimes you just have to say, you know what, it's okay. We're not going to try and kill ourselves to do this because so many things, whatever. And so I was like, you know, it's really important because I want people to see, because it gives people empathy to discover other people's cultures. So I created this thing, and it actually came to me many years ago. And I thought maybe I'd do it for, maybe I'd like pitch it for a real show, for a TV show, or I would do it for YouTube channel myself. But instead, we're doing it for kids, and I am so full this week. It's been amazing. Actually, I could say this is, well, I have a couple diggings, but I could kind of go into my diggings from this.
Do it. Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to dig in it. I'm going to dig into my digging. So I created this show called Our Culture Kitchen. I even had bought the URL years ago, and then I was like, what am I doing? And then I, you know, decided not to order it or whatever. But it's called Our Culture Kitchen, and it will take, I'll try and do a couple a year, maybe more. Maybe next year it could be a bigger thing, or I'd love to do one a month, but that's not very realistic unless, you know, I was getting paid the big bucks, because it takes a lot of time to edit. As you know, editing audio takes a lot, but editing video takes a lot too. So we had a family who is, the mom is her culture is Thai, and they made mango Thai sticky rice, and it was so fun. And I will send it to you, Mike, so you can see, but like otherwise we're not putting it on the internet because their family doesn't put their children on the internet, but it's going to be played for the morning meeting. So every student will see it. And then I'm providing like an outline that teachers can sort of ask questions if they want, talking points with their students about culture and food and how we are different and how we are the same. Anyways, it was such a proud moment because I feel like I haven't done that in a long time, where I had something that came to me and then I did it.
Yeah, you know? That's amazing.
And it feels great. And I also know for a fact that the kids who put it together, their pride is just, it makes my heart just grow so, so big. So that's my first huge digging. I loved it. And then my second digging is, oh my God, there's a show. It's nuts. I actually mentioned it on Rum Crime because I was in the midst of it, and it's so freaking good. It's like bonkers, and I'm not sure if you would like it. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's called Jury Duty.
Okay, I've heard a lot about this, and it makes me super, super nervous.
I know. It will make you nervous, but I am... So every single person is an actor in this show except for one guy who has no idea. And truly, he knows he's being filmed for like some sort of a documentary type. I'm not quite sure, but he believes that everything is real. James Marsden plays himself in it, like a annoying like LA actor who, which he's not annoying LA, but that's how he's playing it, where he's like tries to get out of jury duty. But then a girl I went to, we went to school together at the Upright Citizens Brigade. Her name is Edie Mordica. She is so funny. Oh my God. If you can handle a tiny bit of cringe, but like mostly it's amazing. Cause the guy who is not an actor he's so earnest and kind and like, but like does some dumb shit too. You're just like, it makes me believe in like the kindness of people. Cause he's always trying to help somebody, and he's like super patient when like the actors are doing crazy shit. He's like, well, you know, think about it in this way. It's great. Uh-huh. I'm enjoying it. So I highly recommend. I think you could handle it, Mike. I really do.
All right. I'll maybe check it out. I have heard good things about it, and it does sound interesting. Yeah. And I did hear an interview with James Marsden kind of talking about how
he's funny,
important it was to them to like not ever make this person feel like they were like the victim of a prank. Like it was very important that, you know.
Right. That's good.
So yeah, it's interesting. I will check it out. I have a whole, and once again, this has been a week. I have so many things that I want to talk about. So we'll.
Great.
So did you watch, are you caught up on Mrs. Maisel?
I'm not yet. Good, bad, good, I guess.
I don't want to say too much. This last episode, just watch it. It took my breath away. I thought it was so really? Well done. Yeah. I'm really, amazing. Really, I'm so happy with what they did. It's very, very different, but I love what they did with it. So yeah, the last episode of Mrs. Maisel, I'm really into. I will also say, I know that I kind of talked about Mrs. Davis and what a weird show it is. It has really grown into something that I'm loving. Like,
really?
Yeah, if you're, you kind of have to be okay with just not really knowing what's happening at first. And what I'll say to that is, like, I have faith in it. Like, I feel like it knows what it's doing. It's okay. Really developed into, like, a kind of a beautiful story about family and about the people that we love and the way that we treat them and connection and communication. I'm really into it.
Okay.
I will also say that I watched the most recent White House Correspondents' Dinner, and it was Roy Wood Jr., and he's on The Daily Show. It's like 23 minutes long, totally worth checking out. He does a great job. I think it's really, really funny, but also, like, you know, make some good points in there. I know I'm all over the place. My friend Eric and his friend John are doing a podcast called The Celebration Celebration, which is all about, like, Madonna's tours.
Oh my God, amazing.
So the first episode just came out on the Virgin tour. I'm going to be on the third episode when they talk about the Blonde Ambition tour.
Yes.
I hope I sound okay. But it's super fun. I want to give a shout out to that because I'm really, really enjoying that. You can find that wherever you get your podcast, Celebration Celebration. So we kind of started talking about this, and I was like, wait, we have to start recording. All that I wrote in my notes is that scene in Somebody Somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Who?
It's most recent episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wept. Like, it brought tears to my eyes. I definitely thought of you. It's beautiful. I mean, man, oh man, that show. I love it so much. But for those that, it's the scene where she's getting some vocal training and visiting with her old vocal teacher. And that, I mean, it really got me.
And that actor, wow. The woman playing the vocal teacher.
Yeah, I don't know her name. I should have looked her up. But she's so terrific too. Yeah.
It's a really great show. You know why? The episode before that, I mean, I love the friendship so much. It's not even funny. Mm-hmm. And then there's the point where they're sick together, which is kind of gross. I'll be honest. Spoiler alert. You might.
Gross.
But I thought it was so funny. And then, also, like, this series is such a, like, slice of life type feeling. It's very sort of realistic until it's not, until it has, like, crazy moments where whenever the sister comes in, she's a wild maniac. And then also where they're at the store. And they're, I think it might be a sex shop or wherever they're at, but they cut so quickly after, but Adam and I laugh so goddamn hard. He's like, the clerk comes up and is like, can I help you guys find something? And she was like, I'd like something to split me in half or something like that. I laugh so hard. I want something that can split me in half. And then cut to the next scene. It goes on real quick. Like, you, if you weren't paying attention, you would have missed it. So funny.
Yeah.
And then kind of feeling like I know, you know, I don't, I'm a fan, but no Bridget Everett, because I've seen her a couple times on her on stage. I'm just like, because she's fucking hilarious. I mean, the time, like, there's another moment in a scene or in a episode prior where she's just wearing underwear and she, you know, that's really her. You know, she's the person who gets drunk and takes her pants off and just sits there. Like, it's nothing sexual, but she just wants to take her pants off. She's funny. I love it.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And I feel like last year I was like, she's going to win the Emmy and Jeff Hiller's going to win. Like, and then they didn't even get nominated. But they're just, it's just fun to, like, see these people that I've seen around New York. Like, I've seen them do little things here and little things there. And they've had moments of success. But it's just so fun to, like, see that kind of performer, like, get their thing. Like, get their chance and, like, get their moment. And it's... just so well done. I'm just really, really enjoying it. Have you watched any of the new season of The Other Two?
No, but it's on the list. Like, I really...
Yeah.
All right, is it good?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
I love that show.
I really love it, too. I was just texting with our friend Katie about it last night, actually, because it's a very, very fine line. I know we were talking about this, or I was ranting about this last week. It's really hard for watching shows about people that just are kind of awful, and it walks that fine line of, like, where these are complicated, imperfect characters, but what makes it work for me is that they want to do well. Like, they want to do good. They want to, and that makes such a difference to me, that, like, their intent feels
totally
like wanting to do good in the world. And it's I think there it has moments where I'm like, oh, don't, because here's the other thing, and this is another thing that I was thinking about. So I was thinking about Joey. Remember the Friends spinoff when Joey got his own show? And what was hard about that show was that we had established on Friends that Joey was a good person. Like, he was a nice guy, but he wasn't a good actor. Like, he wasn't good at this thing that he was pursuing.
Right.
And it kind of worked because he was one of the supporting characters, and it was fine. And then you had him be the main character in this show where he's pursuing this job that we've sort of spent 10 years determining that he's not good at.
Yeah, interesting.
And I think about, I promise I'm going to make a point here. I think about when the Mindy Project first came out with Mindy Kaling, and one of the big notes on a, were like, she's kind of a character who doesn't have it all together and kind of like has moments of sort of like flitting about, but she's good at her job. Like, she's good at what her profession is.
Right.
And I think that it's hard to watch a TV show where people aren't good at what we're supposed to be watching them succeed at.
Yeah.
And so The Other Two does that very fine line of like, are they good? Like, do they deserve this? But they always keep them just on that side of like, yes, yeah, they are good. They are trying. They're doing their best. And I think that makes such a difference. And I it's, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I had this conversation with Avrin about in Ted Lasso with Keeley. Like, I have a really hard time.
Oh, thank you. This was my other point, was I listened to your podcast. Yes.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm missing something. Who am I forgetting about? Oh, you. Yes. So you go on. Talk about what you're going to talk about.
Well, I was just saying I was frustrated because she's supposed to have gotten this job where she's like some savant as a PR person, right? And we never get to see her being good at her job. She's just meek and like in a corner being like, oh, it's great, you know? And then she's got her like the whole storyline with her dating the person who wasn't good for her, whatever. That's all fine and good, but I want her people in the office to be like, have little sparks of like, ooh, she does know what she's doing. Like, or when her friend who was another model but a shit show, I hated that storyline, was just came in, she hired her, and then she was awful. Uh-huh. I'm obviously too, like, I've worked too much not PR, but like in events and like advertising. I'm like, oh my God, this cannot, it stresses me out to the nth degree, but like, you can't put her there and make her, I don't know. It doesn't work for me. I need to see her have a win in her job. That's all. Because you set it up the season before that she's good at it. Hello.
Yeah, I agree. And it's so, yeah, I had thought about that watching it as well, that it's really hard that we've sort of set up this situation of like, oh, she has her own job and her own business and she's going to be great. And then, yeah, you're right. We haven't ever seen her do, like, even in that moment where the friend kind of like fixed a situation, I was like, oh, that's great. So we're going to show how together they're really going to get things. And then, yeah, she was a shit show and ended up, it was a weird storyline that kind of just went away. Yeah. I agree. Yes. It's so funny that was the other thing that I was thinking of, was that storyline on Ted Lasso that,
yeah,
it's hard with that character because I really love that actress and she's doing her job as an actress, but it's it's kind of a thankless role right now.
They better turn it around. Like, I haven't seen, I think it's on Wednesdays, right? Or Thursdays?
Wednesdays, I believe.
Yeah, so the next episode, they better turn that shit around. Give Keeley some power.
Yeah, I agree. And then my last thing, so this is maybe my main new thing that I'm digging, is that I just started watching that Netflix series, The Diplomat.
Oh, yeah. I keep seeing it.
So it's by Deborah Kahn, who was she's the other person that won a Writers Guild Award for working on The West Wing, that she wrote a season 5 episode that won the Writers Guild Award. And she's a terrific writer. And it stars Keri Russell, who, you know, I didn't watch Felicity, so I don't know her from back then. I did watch The Americans after it had been out. I've always had like an affection for her. I think partly because she was in the movie of Waitress and I really loved that movie so much. On a total random note, she used to come into the restaurant that I worked at like frequently, like probably like once a week. And she was always just like so nice and lovely. And she's so good. I just love her thing. Like, she's so good on this show. It's only 8 episodes, so I'm 2 episodes in, and I am really enjoying it. It's like, she's like a complicated, like, fun, funny, interesting, strong female character in television, which, you know, we always love those when they come along.
Yep.
And she's just killing it. So more than anything, I'm enjoying the series, but I'm really enjoying her. Like, Keri Russell in The Diplomat. So good. So good.
Amazing.
Loving it. So there you go. That brings my very long rambling digging to an end.
I love it. I love a rambling digging.
Anything you could do without this week in particular?
You know, I feel like I've been moving so fast that I have not too much to focus on to do without. But I could do without my brain thinking that I can accomplish big things and then I get stuck on tasks and don't get anything done. And I'm like, I need a team under me. Like, you know, I just feel like I can't finish, get stuff done. Like, I've been wanting to clean the garage and I'm, you know, I think I have all this free time and I do not have free time. So I have to work on my overbooking. I'm reading this book. It's called ADHD 2.0. And it's a second edition of this other book that I never read because I only got past the outline, but it's called Delivered from Distraction. It's about ADHD. And it's an amazing book. So if anybody suffers from that or whatever, because it can also be your superpower, I'm listening to ADHD 2.0. But a lot of it is like, it's too close to home. You know, It's like some of the things, there's like, here's where it's a benefit for you and here's where it's a negative. And so they're listing out all these things, and almost every single thing is true for me, for the both positives and the negatives. And I'm just like, God damn it, I need help. I need to reach out. I need a therapist who specializes in ADHD because I need some tools. You know, you can take medicine, but like, what does that do? It just, sure, you could focus a little bit longer, I guess. But it's like, it is not just focusing. It is your relationships. It is one thing that it had said something about, a lot of people with ADHD have a hard time with intimacy. And I thought about that and I'm like, wait, what is intimacy? Like, what is, like, honestly, I was talking to my husband about it like last night. I was like, do you think I'm bad at intimacy? I'm like, what is it? What am I have to look it up. What, it's like cuddling? What is intimacy, Mike? Huh. Oh my God. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not an idiot, but I'm also like, I can't wrap my mind around what intimate, like a lot of, I don't know. Maybe I'm not being intimate enough. Is it kissing? I kiss. I kiss all the parts.
So Mike, I think that intimacy at its basic is allowing others to see you.
Okay. I do that. I think I do that.
Yeah, I think you do that. I don't think that you, I wouldn't say that you have a problem with intimacy. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay. Yeah, because I feel like I probably don't. I don't know. Because I'm thinking about my closest relationship, my husband. You know, I'm like, should I be more intimate? Or should I have patience to let him be? You know what I mean? Maybe I'm like moving too fast in life. That's all. I don't know. I'm a spazoid in a very positive way. Just self reflection, trying to figure it out.
Gotcha.
What about you?
A little thing is that, like, I know that I talked about my sinus infection last week. I just won't go, like, it's gone, but it won't go away. Does that make any sense? Just the tiniest bit that won't leave. I'm pointing to my, where it is in my throat.
Your nose
that,
like, and throat. It
just won't. Yeah, it's just like the tiniest bit that won't go away. But here's the, this is the other thing that happened this week, is that I know that I talked about that I was watching Better Call Saul. I was trying to watch it to finish it before the Emmy Awards last year.
Yeah.
But the final episodes weren't on Netflix yet. And like, I couldn't even get them on AMC. Like, I couldn't find them anywhere. So Netflix just announced like, oh, the episodes are all, we have the rest of the series. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll start watching that. Clearly I watched the first half of the final season. So I started the next episode and almost instantly was like, wait, that person's dead. Like, what? Like, what's happening? Like, uh-oh. Something's going, I'm missing something. So I watched like 5 minutes and then was like, I'm missing something. Like, I did not see the episode before this. I don't know why that would be. So I went to watch the episode before it and like got 10 minutes in and was like, I don't know what's happening. Like,
oh no. I don't know.
So now I don't even know where I left off. I don't know where I finished. I don't know what the last episode is that I watched. I don't.
Oh, no.
So I honestly was like, we're going to deal with this next week. Like, I don't know what's going on. So that's what I could do without.
That's
also just like put it previously on. And what did I... Oh, yeah. I will say that's an issue that I have with Netflix is that they don't do previously ons except for The Diplomat does. So there you go.
Okay, so they listened. Good.
I like it. Thank you. Listen, thank you for taking my note.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of it. I didn't really give us a topic because I knew that I was going to like go on and on about so many things. But do you have anything random to finish us off with or anything else going on over there?
Oh my God. Okay, so real quick, here's a random story. Last night, both of my children sleepwalked.
What?
Yeah. And here, I'm like, what the hell happened? What the fuck? It went. My son, we're watching, I forgot what we're watching. Yeah, we're watching Somebody Somewhere. We were laughing so hard. And my son came downstairs and I was like, oh shoot, maybe he peed his pants. You know, we're still working on the bedtime, whatever. And he stops and all of a sudden I hear, I think he's crying. And I'm like, oh no. And he starts hysterically laughing. Like laughing, belly laughing, like can't stop. He's like, I can't even do it. He's like, and so I was like, Adam's like, oh, I think he's sleepwalking. I was like, oh no. And so in my mind, I'm like, I have to run to him. He's going to fall down the stairs. So Adam's like, no, no, you can still walk downstairs because my husband sleeps, walks. All, it's very weird and uncomfortable. It's like so scary. And so I was freaked out. So I went up and I grabbed him and he's like looking straight in my eyes with his beautiful little blue eyes. He's looking at me and he's laughing hysterically. And I'm trying to talk to him and he's not responding. And then I picked him up and he's still like laughing. He's holding me like how he would as a baby. And all of a sudden he relaxed and went quiet. And I was like, what the hell? And so I took him to the toilet and he was like, I was basically like a dead person again, or, you know, sleeping very deep. And then I picked him up and put him to bed and he went right to bed.
Oh, God.
I was like, what the actual fuck? And then, I mean, and Adam was like, oh, it's so, so cute. I'm like, no, that was scary. That was scary. He's looking at me straight in my eyes. And then I was doing some work on the computer last night, kind of late. And my daughter came in and she was totally normal. She was crying and she was like, she was upset. She's like, I miss Peanut, our dog. And I was like, oh, honey. She's like, do you think he remembers us? And I'm like, of course he does. Probably not. But no, I'm kidding. Like, I don't know. You know, and I was like, right. I miss him too, actually. I was looking at pictures. He was such a sweet. He's a great dog is the thing. We just, you know, allergic. So she finally went to bed. And then she came down about 20 minutes after I put my son to bed. This is at like 11 at night. And she came down and I was like, what are you doing awake? She's like, I'm going to go to sleep. And I was like, wait, you weren't asleep? She has testing tomorrow. Anyways, the whole thing is we had a whole conversation and I was, well, what are you doing? What were you doing before? And she was like sleeping. I'm like, oh my God, Adam, what's happening? Did the kids like accidentally eat some magic mushrooms or something? We don't have them in the house, but you know what I mean? Like, how does two children sleepwalk at once? What is there a ghost in the house? What is happening?
That is so crazy. I really don't know.
And I don't sleepwalk, but my husband does, and I've experienced it all my life, and it's the weirdest thing. Like, he usually, more so when we were younger, and he was, like, really tired and had been drinking or whatever, he'd, like, do weird stuff, and I'm, like, he's staring at me, and I'm, like, trying to talk to him, and it's just this, if anyone else out there has experienced a sleepwalker, it's terrifying. It's scary as shit, man. Anywho, that's my random thing. There you go.
That is pretty random. That is crazy. My thing is just that I don't think that my brother listens to this podcast, but my brother Steve graduated from college. He went to college, you know. He served in the army for over 20 years and retired and then worked for the city for a while and then decided that he wanted to be a teacher. So he just graduated from WSU with a master in teaching and a major in elementary education. He works with special needs elementary students and just a quick shout out to him. Congratulations. I'm so proud of him. And I know that my parents would be proud of him as well.
Oh,
know,
my
you know,
God.
I think that part of he wanted to be a teacher like my dad was a teacher. So so very happy and very proud of him. And that's all.
Yay, congratulations, Steve.
Yeah. So that's all. Thanks for listening. You got to go pick up the kiddos and I got to get this done. Well, I always love talking to you.
I love talking to you too, Mike. All right.
I love you so much. Thank you all for listening. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.